29 years and 1 month is a long time to hold any job, but Carol Rushmore says being Wrangell's economic development director has been an especially interesting role.
It's been a ride to see the ups and downs, but it's been amazing to see what the community has always done as far as pulling together and figuring out what we need to make happen. You can't do this job without the community's support and participation.
Sitting behind her desk at City Hall, Rushmore has had an inside look at Wrangell's changing economy as the community grappled with the decline of the logging industry.
When I started in December of 1993, the mill was still fully operational. The town was booming. We were very fortunate, but it was very difficult to find a place to live, just like it is now. You couldn't get a P.O. box. We were general delivery for probably about 6 months to a year. You know, and it was extremely busy community. And the idea at the time from the Economic Development Committee and things that were being worked on was to support the local businesses, try to help them move forward and increase their capacity. A year later, the mill shut down, and overnight we lost 30% of our payroll earnings within the community and 20% of the employment. And it was devastating to the community, and it took the community a very, very long time to recover.
Rushmore says the first few years after the mill shut down were rough, but with help from the state and federal government, Wrangell found a way to move forward and lay the groundwork for major public projects throughout town.
We held a lot of public forums. How do we want to move forward? Where do we want to go? The Port Commission was extremely active in trying to justify and make the numbers work for the Marine Service Center, New Harbors, the Nolan Center. We did a lot of other improvements.
And they worked. While Wrangell's population has dropped by almost a quarter since the mid-90s and the economy isn't what it once was, Wrangell's Marine Service Center has become one of the cornerstones of the island's economy, and the community has been able to secure tens of millions of dollars in grants and loans for ongoing infrastructure projects, including potential major developments at the former mill site and Aldertop Village Subdivision, or Keishan Gitaan, at the site of a former boarding school. The economic development director position is multifaceted, with fingers in planning and zoning, tourism, and long-term development. Those big issues mean Rushmore has experienced some differences of opinion. But despite the challenges of navigating federal, state, and local politics, Rushmore says it's been a rewarding job.
You know, when we see these big projects, even some of the little ones that have really big impact to a certain sector of the population, when you see that happen and be completed, it's very satisfying. It makes one very happy and relieved that it's over with, but very happy that it actually came through, that it's been completed.
She says at times it's been tough to hold down the economic development office all by herself, holding forums, attending meetings, and writing grants. Over the years, there have been times she says she feels like she hasn't been able to do her best job or even get to projects that she cares about.
There's never a dull moment. I mean, there's been moments where I've hated the job, but more I have loved the job. And because there's so much variety, there are so many things that need to be done that, you know, I'm just not doing well. I don't have the time.
To help ease the strain on her successor, Wrangell's Borough Assembly approved a new marketing and community development coordinator position, which will double the size of the Economic Development Department. Rushmore's replacement to helm Wrangell's economic development has already been lined up. Kate Thomas, the current Wrangell Parks and Rec director. Rushmore says she and Thomas have already started working together, but will work more closely in the role once the borough hires a new director for Parks and Rec. Rushmore says the job involves a lot of listening, and her advice to her replacement is that consistency and follow-through are key.
This job morphed for me based on my skills, based on my abilities, and she brings a whole different skill set, a whole different perspective, and it's time. You need that younger perspective, that younger energy. You need that new perspective. And so I think the job will change based on her skill set and what she's interested and what needs to be done with the city. So I think, to me, that's it. It's to make this job her own. It's certainly not going to remain like it was with me, and her office will probably be a lot cleaner than my office has always been, because she's much more organized. I'm a chaotic organizer. So, you know, there'll be a lot of differences, but she's quite capable and very smart, and I think will, you know, make this position her own and do quite well.
As for her plans when she retires in a few months,
I have pages of things I want to do, and I'm going to just enjoy myself.
In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.